it does upset me whenever our legislators, our representatives, call it a pension liability, because it's not a liability. What it actually is it's a promise and it's an obligation that we as a state, Representative Bradley and the others, made all along the line whenever we were putting those benefits in place. So it came a point in time, you know, as far as full disclosure goes, I'm a member of the TRS system. And so there was a point in time whenever I joined that system, and there was never any option as far as whether or not I could pay into. I mean, I had to pay into. If I didn't have to pay into, then it was a criminal offense. So there was no option there. So the first thing I would say, whenever we were talking about the other day, I heard Representative Bradley talking about compromising. And again, we say compromising most of the time is in a positive way. I agree. This is one situation where it's not a compromise, because I think if we go back and we take away promises and obligations that we made to people in the state pension system, then what we're actually doing is compromising our integrity as a state. Whenever that changes, it trickles down to the private level. How can I possibly enter into a contract on the private level if I know that the authority, the one who's governing and writing the legislation, doesn't have to follow through on theirs? I go back again, though, when you're talking about how do you fund it, it goes back to revenue. This is a large, large amount of revenue we're talking about. So the only way we're going to be able to do that is to increase our economy, to put people back to work, to take this unemployment rate that is completely unacceptable, bring it back down. We do that by becoming competitive at state, repealing these income tax and corporate taxes increases, working through our regulations. Illinois has a long history of going above and beyond what's required for some odd reason. So we need a step-by-step process of working through it. We need to bring revenue in, but we need to bring it in by putting people back to work and allowing people to patronize our businesses, not by raising income taxes, not by raising corporate taxes.
Okay. With all due respect, he's talking in circles. My mom and dad are retired teachers. My grandmother's got a teacher's pension. I voted to cut my own pension if someday I'm entitled to get one. Obviously, my opponent has indicated he wouldn't do that. I voted to cut my own pay for the last several years. Obviously, my opponent has indicated he's not willing to do that in his current role. We have a pension problem, and it's made up of years of underfunding by the state, but it's also made up by the fact that the state lost about $20 billion when the market crashed in 08, and that was a devastating hit. There's another factor, which is a fraud that's taking place in it. And then there's another factor, which is, and it's not a problem, it's a wonderful thing to have. People live a lot longer than when the system was created. And so there are a lot of pressures on the system, one of which is the fact that the state quit making this proper payments to the system back when my opponent and I were in grade school or before that. So we're dealing with an issue that's been going on for a long time. But the best case scenario here would be for the teachers groups and the school groups and the other groups that are going for reform to sit down and work out something which makes the system sustainable, because the pension payment this year was $7 billion. That's the entire amount of the tax increase. So on the one hand, you criticize the tax increase, but on the other hand, it said, don't take it away from me. Okay? Now, next year it goes up $1 billion. The following year it goes up another $1 billion. What the people of the state of Illinois, and Southern Illinois in particular, need is the truth. And what they need are people that are willing to make difficult decisions, to take on difficult interests, and get things done. I think that is the main difference, or one of the main differences, in what you're seeing here today.